Radio 1. Mark and Lard, the pioneers of UK garage. Radio 1. Radio 1. Mark and Lard.
I quite like that song, I must say. I quite like that song, Little James by Oasis, words by Liam Gallagher, nominated by Mark in Glasgow. You live for your toys, even though they make noise.
Hey.
Ergo, your toys make noise is a problem with said toys that you are prepared to tolerate.
Absolutely.
One wouldn't have thought that that was necessarily problematic.
Not really,
for someone who spent time playing with toys.
No.
Ever played with plasticine or even
can you imagine
tried a trampoline?
Oh, well, he rhymes.
Well, I think it has that going for it, but there you go. Liam Gallagher is nominated for worst ever lyrics.
No offense.
Mark in Glasgow. Jet Bob's been on. He says, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on Madonna, but after yesterday's rhubarb lyrics, I thought I'd bring it to your attention that in the little rap at the end of her current song, which, let's not forget, she rhymes Mini Cooper with Super Duper. Apparently, she uses the word satisfied 5 times. I think we should get the words of that printed out,
because
they do sound very bad.
Right, savage.
Neil Barker in Chorlton has nominated Spandau Ballet.
Hey.
Highly strung.
I don't know what it is, but I'm having it.
She used to be a diplomat, but now she's down the laundromat.
That's right, I remember that.
Remember that. And also, the least exciting opening line ever to a song, but a great song.
Right.
Which is possibly a side category. Icicle Works, Love is a Wonderful Colour, which is a great record.
It is, yeah.
My friend and I were talking one evening beside some burning wood.
Beside some burning wood.
What was that? The fire? What? A forest fire started there?
Nothing as exciting as that one.
My friend and I were talking one evening
beside some burning wood.
That busted one at year 3000 got terrible. I can't remember it though. The opening line is terrible. That's what started all that up. Yeah, bad opening lines to songs, you know.
Even good songs.
David Stedden, but he's coming up anyway.
That's good. There you go.
All right, now where have you been?
What do you mean?
I've had to contend with the canteen on my own.
I know, mate.
And I've had a rose incident.
Have you? You had a rose incident. You didn't tell me this.
You know we get £2.50 tokens for our lunch.
Yeah, tell you, I've been out to Pret a Manger. Took me meal token with it. Would they have it?
Well, right. Oh. At least you had one. I didn't have a token.
Did you not? Right.
I know. So I thought I offered to pay for it.
All right. How gallant.
Well, you know, I mean, me fiver watch, I've recouped £1.40 odd, haven't I?
That's not bad going.
I thought I can afford to pay for my lunch today.
Claim your tax.
Like civilians. Yeah. I'd claim it.
Yeah.
But myself said, charge it. You know, just sign the receipt. I said, no, I won't do that. Anyway, I got there, right, got to the front. It came to £3.20.
Right.
£3.20. I said, I'll pay for it. By which time, Rose had already charged it. She said, well, I'll have to sign the receipt then. All right. So she got the receipt out Mark what?
Right.
I said, I've only worked here 15 years.
No offence.
Mark Rankler. He says, radio... Billy's behind me from security.
Right.
He's having chocolate pudding.
Oh.
He's having his hot sweet.
Cold sweet.
Well.
Yes.
He's off security. I mean,
Rose.
He was not pleased.
Best pleased.
He was not best pleased.
Right, having said that.
And then she had to take the pound. She said, how much do I earn from the pound? I said, call it a pound.
Right.
Call it a pound. You know.
Call it quick.
Mark Rantlip Radio.
Having said that.
You know, but I mean, that is not Rose's fault.
No.
That's Andy Parsnip's fault.
Of course it is.
Right? If they'd done the decent thing and put some hoardings of us, did some advertising.
Yeah.
Like, you see posters of Radio 2 all over the place. If Radio 1 had just get the out of the custard.
Absolutely.
Right? Then Rose would know who we were.
Would she have said Terry Wogue what?
She wouldn't.
Radio what?
She would know.
No.
Terry Wogan, Radio 2.
Yeah,
you see? She would.
Right.
A different kind of perspective or something, right? She would know it all.
Yeah.
Right? So Rose, I'm electing her as a focus group.
Right.
Parsnippo.
Yeah.
She know who I am.
Get your gauntlet.
Yeah.
Go and get your gauntlet. Turn the music off. I'm being serious. Stuff this. Parsnippo. Pick that up and run with it.
Thrown down that. Right. Okay.
But having said that, what's Rosie's second name?
Rose in the canteen.
Rose in the canteen.
Rose, it's a triple...
which is very posh.
Rose in the canteen.
Double barrel name.
Right, well, perhaps even triple.
Hey?
There you go, Rose in the canteen. Right. Yeah. So, there you go. Anyway, right, good afternoon. This is me and him. It's another wicked web-footed welterweight web Wednesday. Do you want to feel free to join in the alliteration?
Good, that, yeah.
We're beginning with W to throw in there. All right, then. It's another wicked web-footed welterweight web Wednesday. Right, okay. And Ozzy Michelle is there. Poised and coiled.
Not crouching.
Ready to spring into action.
Right. Excellent, okay, nice. Then. Big right. Wednesday, yeah.
Right, wicked, welterweight, web-footed Wednesday. Right, okay then. Congratulations to Portsmouth and Wigan.
Yeah.
Another wicked, web-footed, welterweight Wigan web Wednesday. No, I'm not weeping Wigan. Congratulations to Wigan.
Good on him.
Thanks very much. I thought this was a joke when I got it this morning. 17 unforgettable songs as performed on the hit TV show Reborn in the USA. I thought that was a joke. I think we're going to have to start giving these away as prizes. And again, the indignities of Dollar carries on apace, right? As Tony Adley's got three tunes on here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, even Gina G's got two. Dollar, one.
Hey!
Dollar, one, placed out of 17 tracks, 16th.
Excellent! No offence. What's he called again?
What?
What does it say on the front?
17 unforgettable songs as performed on the hit ITV show Reborn in the USA.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's just a crap joke.
All right. Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. All right, but, so, you know, but Dollar on there doing something stupid.
Well, inevitably. You know, hey, bum-bum.
See, there's only one from Sonia on there as well, to be fair. All right, then. Now, then, Drifto's been on.
Has he?
Yeah, he said, I heard that adopted Cockney Gore Blimey Madonna has decided to pull the video for her new single for fears it might cause offence. So, is there any ideas if Jay-Z or Ja Rule could pull their audio in case it causes offence?
Good call.
I say, they're simply not thinking of the pensioner audience, who would no doubt love to hear 3 minutes of glorious silence on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Would also be a great help to young Wes when he does the top 40. Having reached number one, he could just leave early, not have to keep his mum who'd come to pick him up waiting in the car park.
Where's Buttersby?
Well, there you go.
Excellent, yeah.
Similarly, Sarah Cox could play it back-to-back four times at the start of her show, allowing her an extra 12 minutes in bed.
Good idea.
Yes, there you go. Drifto also says, regarding the upcoming release of Radio 24 on DVD, DRD.
DRD.
Will it feature interviews with the cast and crew? I'm thinking that it could be a place to showcase the excellent work the costume and set designers have done.
Yeah.
Yes, applaud the fine acting, but would it have the same impact without the startling costumes?
It's a good point, that, yeah.
That is a good point. Yeah, I think that should be a BAFTA. And just before we start, an update on Fiverr Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Right, me Fiverr hasn't come back.
No.
Neither has me debt recovery.
You're joking.
I've not had that yet. Right, me
might be second class post.
Well, it could be, yeah. Guys, you think you've got problems getting fiddled out of a Fiverr? I just wish I'd listened to your story about the petrol can of the Fiverr a few days earlier. Right, it says Stu from Hadfield, a.k.a. Royston Vasey. Which it is Royston Vasey, Hadfield.
Yes, it is, yeah, where they film it.
It says, last Sunday I was walking my dog next to a dual carriageway. As I approached a lay-by, I noticed there was a large petrol tanker pulled up in it. The sweaty fat driver was out of the cab leaning against a wheel, eating a large doner and swilling down a 2-litre bottle of Shandy Bass.
Yeah.
As I passed, he suddenly burst into tears. I asked him what was the matter. He put his kebab-stained hand on my shoulder and said there was nothing anybody could do. He had a young, voluptuous Cuban supermodel girlfriend who was about to give birth to his first son in Cuba.
Right.
There was nothing he could do to be with her in her hour of need because of a cash flow problem.
Yeah.
Unless someone lent him the money to fill up his empty tanker with kerosene so he could fill his private jet and fly to Cuba.
Oh, bless him.
I told him he only had my credit card on me and it unfortunately had a credit limit of $5,000.
Oh.
He said that was all he needed, and could he borrow it to purchase the aforementioned kerosene? I looked him straight in the eyes. He promised faithfully he would return my card and credit my account first thing Tuesday morning. True to his word, the $5,000 was withdrawn from my account, but the card hasn't reappeared, and neither has the $5,000.
Are you joking?
You see, it's on a bigger scale. It's on a wider and bigger scale than anybody could have imagined.
Oh, Bluminex.
Right, but, you know, that little scumbag, he's still away with my five.
Yeah, Bluminex scumbag.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then, give us a ring on 08700 100 100 if you would like to be on the Tug O Piece, and these are Arab Strap. Arab Strap and the Shy Retirer, and that comes out on April 21st. It's from the new album Monday at the Hug and Pint. All right, then. 08700 100 100 if you would like to be on the Tug O Piece today. Here come today's Son of Cheese. There's a few throwaways. Paul McCartney, you know him? He's from Liverpool.
You Pete McCarthy.
Pete McCarthy.
Pete, yeah, Pete,
the Beatles.
Yeah, seen him, yeah.
from...
Sat there.
Sat there.
Yeah.
Liverpudlian, isn't he?
That's right.
From Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
Fan of Mahone are playing there.
Are they?
Yeah, Thursday the 1st of May at Liverpool Academy.
How much?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, by the by,
Paul McCartney's germs are for sale on the internet.
Fans
are only too willing to cough up for them. Ian Mears caught flu off the pop legend after meeting him backstage on his current tour, and 4,000 people have already responded to Ian's offer on the web to splutter into a bag and post on the slimy contents for
epidemic. It's called an epidemic, right?
Oh, there you go. And a man has been sacked for cutting off a union leader's ponytail. This is in Norway in a row over bonus payment. I mean, I think
that
you know,
should be allowed. That.
Any man with a ponytail, it should be fair game. That.
Absolutely.
It should not be illegal to cut off a... Go out and do one this afternoon.
Yeah.
Let's make legal history and see that, like, you know, I mean, anybody you know who works with a ponytail, let's just have a ponytail amnesty.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, we could extend it to comb-overs, you know.
That's right.
But it's more difficult to get hold of all that
tendril. Yeah,
it's all tendrilous.
Yeah.
And I don't like the look of that. Ponytail, what? It's a great two-handed job. It's just
easy.
Asking to be done. Grab, sniff.
Womph.
Gone.
Yeah, off.
Right.
You've done him a favour. It's like Mark Lawrence with his tash.
Exactly.
He didn't want that tash to go. He lost it for a charity bet or something like that. Or was it about a team going down?
I think so.
But
anyway,
what it's not about that. It looks better without it.
Right, yeah.
It's a favour.
So, you know, cut off anyone's ponytail who you see with a ponytail.
Yeah.
That's, that, you know, public service.
Absolutely.
You know, we're helping him out. All right, then. Few preemptives on this one. Scientists want to set up an introduction agency for ageing shellfish to help save a threatened species. Right? The problem in England and Wales is that the adult freshwater pearl mussels... Right, do not get about much, and their sex life is not what it used to be. Apparently,
no.
Julius Caesar first came to this country because we had these mussels.
Allegedly.
Right, freshwater pearl mussels. The youngest mussels are now middle-aged.
Oh, what? So you're saying middle-aged don't get out much and don't have much sex?
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah. The youngest mussels are now middle-aged, and thousands are living solitary lives in empty beds.
Mm.
The Environment Agency in English Nature are considering a plan to move isolated individual mussels and help them socialise.
Oh, bless.
The mussels do breed successfully in Scotland and Ireland, so that tosspot the other day on the Isle of Skye
will
be pleased, won't he? You know, with his great strain of Scottish mussel. But if they fail to revive their love life in the north and west of England and in Wales, they will become extinct south of the border.
Oh, no, we can't have that, can we?
We can't have that. Right? So freshwater pearl mussels need to get mating, right? Mm. Here's a good story. Fred Durst.
Oh, Fred.
You know him, Mr. Potato Head, out of Limp Bizkit.
Fred.
Fred Durst is not the touchy-feely type, it seems, despite his recent comments over his romance with Britney Spears. Over the weekend, the Limp Bizkit frontman was dancing at a venue in New York with sexy biology student Ali Friedman.
Ooh.
A friend said, Ali was bopping with Fred, and all of a sudden his bodyguard came up to her. This huge guy, who looked like a sumo wrestler, said to her, "Don't touch Mr. Durst."
Oh!
I mean, Fred Durst, who looks like a nearing retirement garage mechanic.
He do.
Right? He should be so lucky to be touching a young biology student.
In his
right?
dreams.
You know? It was funny. Fred had come up to her, not the other way round.
What a fool.
All right. Having his bouncers keep young women off him when he looks like that.
Hey!
Unbelievable.
Not right, is it?
Unbelievable.
Okay. Famously small comic Ronnie Corbett.
Yes.
Was once sent on a course called How to Become Taller by a Worried Ant. That's A-U-N-T, obviously. Apart from the literature, which told 5'1" Ronnie in detail how he ought to do various exercises, he was also required to chant with unnerving regularity, "Every day and every hour, I'm getting taller and taller."
Didn't work, did it?
Well,
maybe he did. I mean, you don't know how tall he was when he went on the course, do we?
Well, if he's listening, I mean, if he's anything over 5'1", can you let us know, Ronnie?
Can you let us know, Ron, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd be glad to put it all out.
We could get Mick in from security. He had a nice little liaison with Ronnie Corbett once. Did he not?
Liaisons probably sounds
probably.
Quite a problem.
Yes, no, it was, it was funny.
A confrontation would probably be closer to it. Anyway, there you go. All right, it's not about that.
Not about that.
It's not about that.
No.
All right, there's your big three for today, right? Let's get the muscles back together. Fred Durst gets his bouncer to establish his personal space.
Oh, yeah.
When confronted with young, dancing, thrutching ladies.
Oh, yes.
And Ronnie Corbett went to tall lessons.
Yep. But it didn't seem to work.
Well, there you go. All right, mark.radcliffe at bbc.co.uk and the text is 81199.
At midnight this Tuesday, the most controversial and challenging figure in rock today, Marilyn Manson, will be co-hosting the Radio 1 Rock Show. Yes, the Dark Prince himself will be joining me at the helm of the rock show for one night only. And he'll be bringing his brand new single for its first ever play on British radio and revealing all about the new album.
If you've always wanted to interrogate Marilyn Manson, then go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on The Rock Show to put your questions to him.
That's The Radio 1 Rock Show this Tuesday, midnight till 2, with our very special guest presenter, Marilyn Manson.
Radio 1.
The Dark Prince himself?
Eh?
I think Marilyn Manson had better brace himself for a missive from Chris Lee's solicitors. Have you got a solicitor, Chris? Yellow pages, mate. We've got one in our office. That's Eminem and Lose Yourself.
Radio 1.
All right, then, coming up, we've got tunes from Room 5 and Feeder.
Oh, yeah.
Feeder are appearing at this Radio 1 Fandango.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Eden Park in Manchester early in May, right? Well, I've got it all. I'll tell you after I've played the record, right? And also, we'll be playing Tug O'Peace. It's 1:30 on Radio 1. And with the news, Steve Blears.
Two in court over the Soa murders.
Radio 1.
The couple charged over the murders of the schoolgirls Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman have made their first appearance at London's Old Bailey. Ian Huntley pleaded not guilty to murder but admitted giving false information to the police. Maxine Carr pleaded not guilty to all the charges against her. The US are claiming the arrest of a Palestinian militant in Iraq is a major victory in the war against terror. Abu Abbas led a group of hijackers who seized a cruise ship in the Med in 1985. The 12-year-old boy who lost both his arms in a Baghdad bombing raid is getting specialist treatment. Ali Ismail Abbas has been airlifted to Kuwait. Greek police have fired tear gas at anti-war campaigners who are protesting outside a meeting of EU leaders in Athens. Inside, Tony Blair is trying to patch up divisions over the future of Iraq. Officials in Hong Kong say 5 more people have died from the flu-like virus SARS. It's thought there's more than 150 victims worldwide. And the race for the Premiership title could take another turn tonight. Man United take a 3-point lead to Arsenal. Key midfielders Patrick Vieira and Roy Keane should both be fit. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
One love, one station.
One. Radio 1, baby.
The UK's official. Number one.
One chart.
One station.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. 1 till 3 in the afternoon. 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 Repeat until funny.
Feeder. And Forget About Tomorrow. And as I say, Feeder are part of this Radio 1 one big weekend on the 3rd and 4th of May at Heaton Park, about 5 miles that way.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And on the main stage, there's Dirty Vegas, Aqualung, The Coral, Badly Drawn Boy, Feeder and Stereophonics.
Smashing.
So, all right then. And the day before is a dance day, a gramophone day.
Oh, yeah.
People playing records, right? The ticket information, right, 10,000 tickets available for each day. And on Friday, right, Friday the 18th of April for Saturday the dance day in Albert Square in Manchester between 6 and 9 in the evening. Go down, get your tickets. First come, first served.
Excellent.
Limited to 2 per person.
Quite right.
Which is a good idea. And details to follow of how you can get tickets for the other thing. I presume it'll be the same sort of arrangement on a different day, will it? I imagine so. But there you go. Right. Will you give Paulo, festering in London Village, a cuddly, cuddly hoo-hoo in the style of a constipated Jim McDonald?
Cuddly, cuddly hoo-hoo, sort of.
That's from Jules. That said, enjoying Radio 24. What did the spoons signify?
You have to wait.
You have to wait, right? It's all coming through that because today it is episode 23.
Oh,
the penultimate. Need I remind people? Right, it's almost unbearably tense, almost unbearable.
Hey,
right.
No.
And also, we got You're an Embarrassment, and I don't wish to make an example of Liam Gallagher, but I was just going back to standing on the shoulder of giants and reading the words to little James, and even more, it says, sailed out to sailed out to sea, your mum, you and me, you swam the ocean like a child. Not difficult on account of him being a child. I wouldn't have thought.
It's a tug of peace. What with one thing and another, it's a tug.
All right, then, we've got Chris Williams on the line. Williams-o!
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Very good indeed. How are you?
Not bad, thanks.
Very good. Where are you?
I'm just at Doncaster.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
What's that?
Doncaster.
Honcastle.
Doncar Hall.
What's that? What's that?
Scottish country, Doncaster.
Doncaster. What is it? Kyoto?
Cantonese.
What is it? What goes on there then?
They've got a big race course there.
Have they?
Yeah.
Racing what?
Horse racing.
Have they?
The horse.
3:15 from Doncaster.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh well, I don't know. Is it nice there? We don't need to know about. Is it a lovely place? Is it? You say God's own country. You're proud to be from Doncaster.
Yes, I am.
Good.
I am.
There you go. Then that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Can't be expecting everything. What do you do in Doncaster?
I deliver kitchens.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, fully assembled? Like just a room that bolts on the side of the house?
More of a
lecture,
can put it in them words, yeah.
Well, there you go, that's fantastic.
Well handy, that, isn't it?
I mean, there'd be loads of people in Honkaho having to have salad all the time. Unless you delivered them a kitchen, wouldn't they? They won't be able to cook.
No,
that's...
You know, so, I mean, you've staved off... I mean, are there a lot of fat people in Honkaho?
Not really.
No.
I
happen to be one myself, more or less, so...
Well, there you go, you see. I mean, you're a salad dodger because you're an expert in the kitchen business.
That's it, yeah.
That's right.
You know, no point having your kitchen delivered by some shrimp of a lad, is there?
No, that's what you want.
There you go. And what do you like doing when you're not delivering kitchens, then?
I've just recently started going back to the gym.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it going to last this time?
Pardon?
Is it going to last this time?
I think so, yeah.
Is it good on you, mate? Good on you. But I tell you what... I tell you what, you look great as you are, pal.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You do. You look really good.
Same to you.
Thanks very much. Yeah, all right then. Great. All right, let's get a packet of Rolos each and celebrate. All right then. It was nice having you on anyway, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, mate. And we got Emma Milam on the road. Well, on the road. On the line.
On the phone.
Emma Milam on the phone, on the line. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How are you doing?
Sorry?
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're good.
Very good.
And where are you?
I'm in Colchester.
Colchester.
Oh, God, Colchester.
What a borough that is. 125 beautiful square miles, you know, from the wildlife havens of Mersey Island, the Cone Estuary, up to the beautiful Dedham Vale and Constable country, eh?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Britain's oldest recorded town, isn't it?
Well,
it is. Oh,
that's right, was it? What was it called when it was a Celtic stronghold? Camulla Dunum. Yes, right.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, the interesting thing about Colchester, and God knows there must be a gag here, it was once known as the Roman capital of Britain and is now acknowledged as the cultural capital of Essex.
Is it?
If that's not an oxymoron.
Hey.
You know.
Do you know at the 8 Ash Green area at all?
I do, yeah.
Well, the Brick and Tile pub.
I do, yeah.
They used to have like a potbelly pig in there.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. I think it's gone now. Great.
Holly Trees Museum.
Oh.
Timperley's Clock Museum. I mean, oh.
You know Boadicea fought a big savage battle there, don't you? Boadicea.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and what do you do in Colchester?
I work for a heating company.
Oh, do you?
Wow.
Well, do you know, I mean, I think this... We've already been celebrating Chris Williams in Honkaho and how he's averted, like, a hot food... the dearth of hot food in the area by delivering kitchen. I mean, imagine how many freezing cold people would be in Colchester unless people like you, Emma, were involved in the heating trade.
I know.
It's fantastic,
Thank you.
Is.
Right,
you know, on behalf of, the like, people who are warm in Colchester, can you just say thanks?
That's brilliant. That's
okay.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
Nice to be nice.
What do you like doing when you're not kind of keeping people in Colchester alive and well with heat?
I like going out with my mates, having a drink.
Good idea. Isn't it? Good idea. What do you like to drink?
Vodka and Coke.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's going to catch on.
No.
Vodka?
No.
And that Coke?
What?
No. Yesterday, stuff that.
Yeah.
You know, you want something modern, like, you know...
Horlicks.
Sarsaparilla and Horlicks.
Yeah.
Whipped up and, you know...
What do you mean,
it's horrible stuff.
What is?
Sarsaparilla.
Horlicks is absolutely fantastic.
Put a bit of sarsaparilla in it, you'll know what we're talking about.
I tell you what, let me just tell you that when the Shire horses were on tour, on our rider backstage...
Hey.
Horlicks for one. Or was it Ovaltine? Anyway,
either
I can't remember. Either
option.
All. Fantastic. Well, it's nice having you on, Emma, anyway.
Thank you.
We'll get on with the quiz after we've had our record of the week from Radiohead. Radiohead, it's our record of the week. There. It comes out on the 26th of May from the new album Hail to the Thief, which it'd be interesting to see whether it wins them a second consecutive nomination for the Hallon Menswear Music Prize.
They can wish.
Which they narrowly missed out on last year to Bernard Wrigley.
As you would.
Who joins this particular massive next week.
Yeah.
With his look at traditions, legends and folklore of the British Isles, which we're looking forward to. But and Radiohead have just announced they're doing some biggie, because they're doing the smaller concert halls tour, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And they're doing the big in Norma Domes in November, so everybody get a chance to see them.
Thanks.
It's a tug of beef. What with what photography.
All right, then. Chris Williams in Honkakol.
Hello, mate.
Hello. Right, can you nip out to the left? Because you're going to be today's one thing.
Yep, 2 seconds, mate.
All right.
Hey, I'm there.
Good one, man. We've got Emma Milam in Colchester, as well.
Hello.
Hello. Nip right for us, please, because you're going to be another.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Yep. Got your feet in the footholes there.
I have, yes.
Right. They're good to put these foot plates down, the pads and capstan control.
Professional.
It's not really their job, to be honest.
No,
right?
Over and above.
All right. Take your respective ends of the rope, please, then. Take the strain and heave.
Game on.
All right, then. Though a knight of the realm and the most sexful... Try that again, shall I? Though a knight of the realm and the most successful muso on the planet, Sir Paul McCartney is still a real man of the people and keeps in touch with the common man by buying several in each town he visits to perform personal services for him, such as lying down behind the door as a draft excluder, standing in front of his travel roaring log fire to act as a fire guard, and wiping his knighted backside in his portable Onyx ensuite.
Aw, that's nice.
But with whom did he duet on Ebony and Ivory?
Another.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder.
Is the right answer. The right answer, and you are there. Craig David's woolly bonnet, trainers, and velour tracksuit dog's dinner of an image was in fact pinched from a local bag lady in Craig's native Southampton. However, the damp patch around the crotch was a touch added by Craig all on his own. A masterstroke, as this has made him a big hit with incontinence sufferers everywhere.
Oh, bless.
But what was the chinny, wet crotch soul boy's first number one? Was
another.
It? Yes.
Fill me in.
Is the right answer. Hey, I know, you'll have to get in soon, won't you, Chris?
Try my best.
All right then, mate, here we go. Producers of TV barrel-scraping freak show Reborn in the USA were glad to see the back of Dollar after their outrageous backstage claims. Therese Bizarre insisted on having her bunions massaged with otter spittle by the clinical midget out of One True Voice, whilst David Van Bad Hair Day had gaily coloured ribbons coiled around his phallus, which was then used as a maypole by the Crankies and Leo Sayer. I mean, you know.
Where did you get this information?
Who do these people think they are? I got it from here. But what was the name of the horrid singing group Dollar were in before becoming Dollar? Were they called Care in the Community, Brotherhood of Man, Guys and Dolls?
One thing.
Yes.
Guys and Dolls.
You are correct, my friend. You are correct. All right, then. I am a miserable, stony-faced chemist whose steely glare and grim John Prescott-like demeanour act as a deterrent to any boy band tykes entering my rundown shop in Plymouth to buy packets of featherlight nodders. Most, when confronted by my evil glare, lose their bottle and buy chewing gum. So, how many packets of Airwaves will I sell whilst preventing the members of Blue, Busted and Backstreet Boys from having safe sex? How many packets of Airwaves? Yes.
13.
You are wrong.
Another?
Yeah.
14.
You are wrong as well.
One thing.
Yeah.
50.
You are wrong.
Another?
Yes.
12.
12 is correct.
Whee.
4 Blue, 3 Busted, 5 Backstreeters.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. No euphemism there.
No.
Right. Careless pilots of the Goodyear airship were left red-faced recently when they took a wrong turning and got the sizeable blimp wedged in the gap between Madonna's front teeth.
Oh.
An understandably tense Madge then had to wait whilst Alex Ferguson was brought to the scene to gob a stringy greenie onto the offending craft, which he then sucked back in to set it free.
Oh, bless.
Right. But which film star appeared in the video to Madonna's Beautiful Stranger? Was it Eddie Murphy? Yeah.
Mike Myers.
Is the right answer, because it was Austin Powers.
Yes.
All right, then. What in the charts is a record that's in...
Blooming heck, time, eh? It's not on our side.
There
well, by
go.
My reckoning, a lefty one thing Williams O has one, whereas righty another Milam has four.
Oh, she was pretty good there, wasn't she?
She was hot.
In a contest that many see as kind of predicting the outcome of the Arsenal and Man United
games.
But which way? Well, Chris.
Hello.
You were well beaten, I'm afraid.
I know.
But
I've got... person won at end of day.
You are?
Say the better person won at end of day.
Well, isn't that a nice thing to say? You see?
Honest.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
We've got a good runners-up prize here. Back-to-back video. Two videos on one video, if you see what I mean. Oliver. Yeah. Oliver. Have you seen Oliver?
Yeah.
It's good, that, isn't it?
It It depends.
Oliver Twist, it's good, it's a classic film, that. I mean, you've got Ron Moody as Fagin, Oliver Reed as Bill Sykes, and Harry Secombe as Mr. Bubble. The parts they were born to play. The movie of tomorrow, Annie. I don't know anything about that, but looking at the picture, it seems that Mick Hucknall's got something to do with it, but I don't know. Well, anyway, if you don't want that, you'll have to negotiate with Chloe.
It'll do.
All right, then, Chris. Well, it's been lovely talking to you.
Okay, then.
All right, thanks for coming
on. Thank you very much.
Bye. Cheers, pal. Bye-bye. Oh, nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Nice fella. Emma Milam.
Hello.
All right, you did well there. You were good.
Yeah.
You were good. And we can send you £20 in CD vouchers for that.
That's brilliant.
All right, then. Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, can I have a biggity-biggity-bong for Liz and Connie sitting at home watching Harry Potter?
Biggity-biggity-bong!
They won't hear it if they're watching Harry Potter. Unless they do what like most people do. They have Harry Potter and turn the sound out and listen to Radio 1.
That's right.
I think that's the sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, Emma, congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
See
you.
Bye-bye.
It's a tug of beef.
Woo!
What with one thing and another, it's a tug.
See the Stereophonic, Sadly Drawn Boy, Dirty Vegas, Judge Jules, Fergie and more. Live and for free at One Big Weekend in Manchester. Log on and find out how you can be there.
Vote for your favourite classic Blur track, then hear them perform it live tomorrow with Joe Wiley.
And find out who's on the lineup for this year's Reading and Leeds festivals.
www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Mystique and Scandalous, and before that, Avril Lavigne and Skater Boy. And I don't mind Avril Lavigne, actually. I'm sure it's a big relief to her.
Yeah.
Some interesting words in that, Skater Boy. He was a punk, she did ballet. Mm. What more can I say? Quite a lot, because that's part of verse one.
Yeah, she carries on from there,
doesn't she? She does, you know.
Quite
otherwise,
a lot.
It would be like 2.5 minutes of instrumental.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
There's another line in there saying, feeding the baby, she's all alone. Anyone spot the problem with that line?
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's see. We've got You're an Embarrassment coming up very
excellent,
shortly,
yeah.
Right? You know, because I like
nice
that.
Genteel
nice,
kind
genteel,
kind of
sort of, et cetera, and rose-tinted sort of thing, right? Phil Knight in Nottingham, as we know, says, could Lard do a big no need to the... We could probably do with a bleep there, actually.
Okay.
Who decided last night while I was playing football to foul me, thus making me land on my wrist, causing a compound sprain, which in turn caused me to wait 3 hours in casualty.
Oh, no.
And I was 10p short for the coffee machine and couldn't get a drink then.
No me!
All right, then. On the plus side, it's sunny and I'm off work.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, every cloud, etc. All right, 4 minutes past.
Two.
Here it is, the penultimate episode. The one...
Pivotal.
Divotal. Anyway, you know, I mean, I think that, like, if you've not got it by now, you never will. But,
no.
I mean, really, it's
listen, if you've stuck with it thus far, you've got to see it through to the end, even if you think it's crap.
Right, and who would... I mean,
As if.
Right, here we go. Radio 24, episode 23.
Previously on 24.
Just get it into your thick head.
Are you the mole?
No, I'm not a mole.
Well, I'm a baby boy! I'm supposed to be picking my baby boy up from school!
You've got two daughters.
Wolves have ears.
The following takes place between
11:46 a.m. and 11:47 a.m.
24.
Yeah.
There are no jokes.
No.
Jokes?
No.
At all.
Oh! For goodness sake!
Right.
Is that
it's Ulysses.
Ulysses from the post room.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a letter here for you. Package. You want it?
Yeah, who's it for?
It says to Mark Radcliffe.
I'll sign for it.
Right, oh, well, go on, you sign for it, because it might be a booby trap.
Do you need
a docket?
No.
Okay, right.
No, not with that one.
No, all right, why?
Why do you need a docket?
They always need a docket. That is BBC security procedure.
Is it ticking?
You have to sign for... Give him a chance. Get back there. Is it... No.
Is it ticking?
It's not. No.
Open it.
It's not. Open the package. Open the packet.
It's ticking.
Never look inside. Be careful. I'm telling myself to be careful.
Yeah, be careful. It's a ticking package. It might be that travel alarm clock that... Ha! Holocaust from the land of the lost. Behold the... See the travel alarm clock?
Hey, can't see where that's going.
Well, there you go. Join us for the conclusion, the dramatic denouement of Radio 24 at the same time tomorrow. That's the Wu-Tang Clan and Gravel Pit. They're big fans.
Of what?
Of Radio 24.
Are they? Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Who isn't?
I had Eamon Tang.
Did you?
Last night. He said,
yeah.
Can you get us a tape? I says, no.
No, he's mad for him. He's got a T-shirt and everything, isn't he?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So, all right, 2:10. Let's have a look at your son of Cheesley's just ahead of your own embarrassment. You are third.
Yeah.
But you're a... I mean, I've got to say, you're a good third.
Am I? It's respectable.
You're a good third. You're in the running here.
Very good.
Which is your story about Ronnie Corbett going for tall classes.
That's right. Sent by his aunt, who was worried about him.
Right.
Bless.
This was some time ago, was it? Not recently.
I doubt it.
Right, okay. No. But anyway, Skilo, I wish he was a little bit taller, of course.
That's good.
From Mungo Chutney, which is very good. Rise Up, Skunk and Nancy from Terry at World Stream Couriers. Mm. I thought this was very good from Chunky Si Smith. The Smiths, Stretch Out and Wait.
That's good. It is.
That
very
was
good.
Very good, that. High Hopes. Slayer.
Yeah.
From Jacko in Chesterfield. Short People, Randy Newman, Paul in Oxton. Kenny MacArthur in Thurso. Human League, Empire State Human.
Yeah.
Tall, I want to be tall, as big as a wall. The Impossible Dream, Florence Ballard.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got that upstairs by Sensational Alex Harvey Band.
Excellent.
From Double Down. Damien Tyrrell in Bedlington. Morrissey, Little Man, What Now?
That's good.
You see, there's very good ones coming in here. Walk Tall. Val Dunican from Orange Spaceship in the chat room, which is running there. And from Bert in the chat room, Chiron. No big sizes. Classic. All right, then. The second place story at the moment, for which there was much preemptive activity. Scientists want to set up an introduction agency for ageing shellfish to help save a threatened species, the Environment Agency said yesterday. Problem in England and Wales is that adult freshwater pearl mussels do not get about much, and their sex life is not what it used to be. The youngest mussels are now middle-aged, and thousands are living solitary lives in empty beds.
Aww.
I understand we're getting multiple entries for the squeeze. Record.
As you would. Okay. Pearl's a Singer by Elkie Brooks.
Really?
Gaz and Graham at CMP in Bolton, yeah.
Did he sing?
Well, I don't know that they don't.
Right.
Lover I Don't Have to Love, Bright Eyes and Alone Again All Love, which is a great tune, suggested by Battersea Bob and the Babby Gabby.
Yep.
Carl Shutt Fan Club of Kettering, Pulling Muscles from a Shell, Squeeze.
Right,
hey,
there we go. Yeah.
Introduce yourself, Faith No More, Muscle Bound, Spando Ballet.
Work. Excellent.
Kill your muscle bound all night long.
Do you know what? I never really have particularly much desire to go and live in America or anything,
no.
But what I did, I see a countdown of American one-hit wonders on the telly the other day on one of these pop channels that, that Holly leaves on, you know, and then I can't find the remote to turn it off.
Sure.
But it was a countdown of American one-hit wonders, and in America, Spando Ballet are a one-hit wonder. And I think that, you know, that's
alluring.
That is to their credit, isn't it? I think True is the only one they let through.
Oh. Find me somebody to love! Find me! Queen.
Yes.
Suggested by Carl in Staley, Vegas. Resilient Little Muscle by Solar Race. I don't know that one.
That sounds like it should be an Alanis Morissette tune, though.
It does a bit, yeah. Mated by David Grant and Jackie Graham, says Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Halsden in Sunderland suggests Let's Stick Together, Brian Ferry. Do the Clam, The Cramps.
Oh, right.
Geordie Steve in Glasgow. International Steve suggests Muscle Museum, Muse, and Prayer for the Dying Seal. Aw, bless. Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. Virgin Sexy Sugar Babe, says Angie Fairbanks. We've got Hey Boy, Hey Girl, Chemical Brothers from Laura in the chat room. I've Been Waiting For You, Dave Bowie Band from Kate Cole, also in the chat room. The Bitter End, Placebo, said Daddy Boswell. Love Detective by Arab Strap, Ross Kovich in Edinburgh. And finally, this is a good one, The Facts of Life by Black Box Recorder.
Oh, yeah.
David Hirsey suggested
great
that.
Record.
Very good.
Winning story at the moment is this story about Fred Durst, who was in a club in New York. Went up to a very attractive young biology student called Ali Friedman.
Oh, yeah.
And says, "Do fancy a dance, love?"
Hey!
Because that's what he talks like.
Absolutely.
Fred Durst.
Yeah.
And she said, all right then.
Go on then, but
she
says,
I do go for balding garage mechanic types.
Yeah.
So, you know. And, but when he started dancing with her, and she came close to him, his bouncer came in and told her, back off.
Oh!
We've got Untouchable Garbage, Mark in Bury St Edmunds. Keep your hands to yourself, Georgia Satellite.
Yeah.
Untouchable by Rialto. Do you remember Rialto?
I do.
Jacko in Chesterfield's and those. Human Touch, Bruce Springsteen. Careless Hands, Des O'Connor.
Hey.
Simon Tyres in Leicester. I mean, who would want to touch Fred Durst? Please Don't Touch Girls School, Paul in Oxton. Don't Touch Me There, The Tubes.
Yeah.
Hands Off by Rory Gallagher, great guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Great guitarist. Patrick Thornton in The Village. Overprotected, Britney Spears.
Mm.
Graham Rickman in South Shields.
Good.
She was supposed to have with...
Don't go there.
Hard to Handle, The Black Crows from Dave in Newcastle. These are good ones from Rob Wood in Walsall. John, because that was the bouncer's name.
Was it?
I'm only dancing.
That's good. I like that.
David Bowie and Dave Bowie Band. And Ash, Angel Interceptor.
That's good, I know.
The bouncer, which is very good, I think. Touch Sensitive, Super Furries. Mm. This Is How It Feels, The In Spirals. Dano in Cambridge. Shy Boy, Dave Lee Roth. Too Shy, Kajagoogoo.
Mm.
From Damo, Purple Ronnie and Dame Bowers. Too Close for Comfort, Sammy Davis Jr. from Double Down. A few from the chat room here. Can't Touch This, MC Hammer.
Good.
From Ian S. Invincible.
Mm.
Invisible Touch Genesis from Homer's Double. Placebo, Scared of Girls from the Purple Fluffy Alien.
That's good.
Some texts. Get Off by the Dandy Warhols. Baz in Buckfast Lee. Dancing with Myself.
Yes.
Generation X. From Darren Poole in Southend. Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police from Hurricane Halley. Who Do You Think You Are? The Spice Girls from the PC Lab in sunny Aberdeen. And from Alistair Morrison in Banff. Banff? What, Banff, Canada? Is it? But anyway, right, is there a Banff in Scotland as well? Is there? It's probably that one, isn't it?
Probably.
Bad Touch, Blood and Gang, Close to Me, The Cure, and Guns N' Roses, Back Off, Bitch.
That's good.
Very good. All right, then. So there you go. We have got loads of good ones in there. Good stories today, I think, but we've got plenty of time for more. mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk on the email there, and the text is 81199, and you can commune with us through the chat room, should that be your chosen medium. These are Moa. That's After Dark by Moa, which is a corking record. It comes out on May 5th. They've all got that pent-up anger and frustration, you see, that all these bands have who burst out of London Village. There's a lack of opportunities, isn't it? Just that frustration and being disenfranchised from everything. You're an embarrassment. All right, let's pick on someone's embarrassing moment and look back, as we do, at times when life was simpler, people were more genteel, nicer to each other, a simpler world. All right, then. Who's on the embarrassment line today?
Channel Snatch, Mark.
Welcome, Mr. Snatch. And what tale of misfortune, tinted with hilarity, have you got to tell us today?
Well, Mark, going back a few years now,
yep.
Well, I just turned 16, was making my way, you know, through life in a hard journey. From childhood to adulthood.
It's a difficult time.
Yes, me undercarriage had just dropped and me voice broken.
Happens to the best of us, mate.
Yes, Mark. But along with this stressful transition came a wonderful gift given to me by God.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, Mark, as a kid, I was notoriously tone deaf.
Poor mate.
Yes, Mark. I remember on my 12th birthday, I sat down to watch a neighbour's telly. They were showing the Queen's coronation.
Yeah.
And at the end of the broadcast, they played the national anthem and, as was in the case in them days, we all stood up and sang along.
As some of us still do, I hope, Mr. Snatch.
Indeed.
It's a fine tradition.
Indeed. But I remember vividly, Mark, the mockery which was inflicted upon me for my out-of-tune performance. And from that day on, I swore I'd never sing in public again.
If only Ja Rule had... Anyway, it's tragic.
Well, yes. But some 4 years later, when puberty arrived, I was sat in a tin bath counting me new hairs when I burst into song.
Right.
Well, Mark, the sound that came out of me was absolutely tremendous, Mark. The change in my body had brought with it a fantastic singing voice.
Hurrah!
So, the next day I formed a beat combo with my mates John, Paul, George and...
Ringo.
Walter. We were called Fat Feet.
Fat Feet?
What?
Fat Feet? What kind of a name is that?
It's a bloody good name, Mark. Came from the fact that the band member George's feet were, well...
Fat?
In one, mate. Anyway, it's not about that, right?
Right.
Fat Feet went out on the road, right? We did some church youth club concerts, right?
Yeah.
Went down really well. And before we knew it, we were playing charity balls the length and breadth of the country, often supporting your actual Dame Vera Lynn.
Charity, eh? It's nice to be nice. When was this?
1994, Mark.
Right.
Anyway, after over 100 charity gigs, we, Fat Feet, were only invited as a band to Buckingham Palace to receive MBEs from your actual Majesty the Queen.
Wow. Ooh, how ironic that after your harrowing experience while watching the coronation and the ensuing humiliation that this should happen a few years later.
I know! Anyway, we got to the palace, and I won't be overstating the case if I were to say that I was just more than a little nervous.
Well, who wouldn't be?
And with only 5 minutes to the big event, I found the butterflies in my tummy had become more than just butterflies.
Right.
And was now a large stool asking to be passed.
Nice.
So I dashed to the toilet, did my ablutions, and hurriedly ran back to the presentation suite where the ceremony was to take place.
Proud moment.
Well, it would have been marked if not for...
Oh, go on.
The fact that I had a 4-foot piece of toilet roll hanging out the back of my trousers, Mark.
Yes, I mean, it's slightly embarrassing, I admit, but it's not exactly a toe curler, is it, Arnold?
And down the middle of it, Mark...
Go on.
...ran a dirty great skid mark as long as your bloody arm.
Oh no!
You're an embarrassment.
I've never seen the old bird moose you passed. Anybody that thinks she never parks a dinner? I mean, I'm only human, Mark. Unless we forget, so is she, stuck up old bag. Needless to say, didn't get me gong.
One big weekend, Manchester.
One big weekend is coming to Manchester on May the 3rd and the 4th.
It's a two-day festival under canvas with 8 DJs and 6 live bands all in front of 20,000 people, live and for free.
One big weekend.
On Saturday the 3rd, Radio 1 teams up with local club heroes Good Grief for 8 hours on the decks with me, Fergie, Judge Jules, Eddie Halliwell, Rob DeSera and Good Grief residents.
Then on Sunday, it's the turn of the bands with a day of live music featuring the Stereophonics, Feeder, Badly Drawn Boy, The Coral, Aqualung and Dirty Vegas.
The tickets are free.
And you'll need one to get in.
So for Saturday's dance day, just turn up at Radio 1 ticket office this Friday in Manchester.
And keep listening to Radio 1 for ticket details for Sunday.
Log on to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or call 08700 100 100.
One big weekend is coming to Manchester on May the 3rd and the 4th.
110, 2 days, 6 bands, 8 DJs, 20,000 people, all live and all for free.
One big weekend, only with Radio 1.
Radio 1.
It's all scripted, you know.
Pure Zone and Stuck in a Groove.
Radio 1.
And before that, it was The Way and Divine Inspiration. Coming up next, we've got tunes from the Sugar Babes and Good Charlotte and a big Son of Chisley reveal. It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
To deny the Sower murders.
Radio 1.
The couple charged over the murders of schoolgirls Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman have appeared at the Old Bailey in London. It's the first time Ian Huntley and Maxine Carr have appeared together since they were arrested. Danny Shaw was at the Old Bailey for Newsbeat.
She didn't look at him once, but he glanced over at her as she came into the dock. Then they stood, 7 prison officers around them. Huntley stood up. Not guilty to murder, he said, but guilty to plotting with Maxine Carr to give police false information about where she was on the day the two girls went missing and the following day. Maxine Carr then said not guilty to the 3 charges against her.
Police in the Greek capital Athens have fired tear gas at thousands of anti-war protesters outside a meeting of EU leaders. Inside, Tony Blair's trying to get people to agree on a way forward for Iraq. A girl's died after being hit on the head by a model plane while she was walking with her mum in a park. It's thought a 55-year-old man lost control of the plane on Dartford Heath in Kent. The government's admitted there are problems with the new tax credit system that's meant to give money back to thousands of families. So many people have applied for for it that the call centres can't cope, and that means some parents are facing Easter without the payment.
It's not come through yet, it's a few weeks late, but waiting for it to come through.
I should have got it on Tuesday, where now I've got to wait till next Friday to get it. It was sent off 5 weeks ago, I've not heard nothing back from it since.
It's a lot of questions, isn't there, to answer? It's like a 12-page dossier thing, what they send you.
A smog warning's been issued for southern England due to the hot weather. It's created when sunlight reacts with pollution, and it could affect people with breathing difficulties. Arsenal and Manchester United meet later at Highbury in the Premiership's game of the season. The Gunners go into the match 3 points behind United with a game in hand. Here's boss Arsene Wenger.
It is a big game, but it's not a title decider. But of course, the team who will win this game will have a big advantage. But still, there is 5 games to go and very different games for both teams.
Radio 1 News Beats, more at 3:30.
One love. One station.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Hopelessly devoted to you.
I live my life in chains.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. Mark and Lard, the kings of pop. Educated.
You know, the beginning of that, I think, is just the same chords as Rock and Roll Star, isn't it, by The Birds. I'm trying to get it back to the beginning now, which I can't seem to do at the moment, but there you go.
Technology! Everything at your fingertips.
Oh, right, it won't work. Here we go, let's have a look. Ah, here we go. Right, OK, listen. Very similar,
yes,
isn't it?
It
probably wasn't worth the effort, but there you go. Once I'd started on that road, I
had to see it through.
I had to go there. But it's a good tune, Good Charlotte, and Girls and Boys, and before that, the Sugar Babes and Shape. Good afternoon, me and him. We're staying for another 21 minutes because it's 21 minutes to
three.
Now then, James W. at Bristol Uni says, as it's my birthday today, can I make the unlikely suggestion of Caribou by the Pixies for Son of Chisley? You can certainly make the suggestion.
Yep, okay, yep.
All right, then. But perhaps we'd better send him a Caddly Caddly Hoo Hoo. Adam and Paul, the Mac Monkeys in Stockport, say, please can we have a stop, don't carry on for the Arsenal team tonight in the style of Ruud van Nistelrooy completing a hat-trick?
Stop! Carry on! Oh, don't carry on! Oh, I got that wrong somehow.
Okay. Can you give Idle Rob in Hales Owen a biggity biggity bonga bye in a Jim McDonald style? As after today, is going to be changing jobs, and the grumpy Alan Idle Rob, son of Jeezly suggestions, will be no more.
Biggity biggity bong bye, swallows.
Right, a happy birthday something to wee Donnie McKicken.
Caddly caddly woo woo!
Who is 40 today, on his way to Glasdrum from all his friends and family. And happy birthday something or other in a drunken Jim McDonald style for Greg from Bolton in the chat room, who's 22 today.
Cool.
Alex Ferguson. All right, then. We'll be coming to the big Son of Cheesley reveal very shortly, but tonight on Radio 1, you've got your actual Chris Moyles.
I know.
Right? He's been on between 3 and 5.45. Dave Pearce is giving you a chance to enter a New York dating competition.
It's not bad, is he?
Well, Dave should know.
Yeah.
Say. I mean, because he knows all about America.
Of course he does.
Right. Between 6 and 8 tonight. Colin Murray between 8 and 10. John Peel between 10 and midnight with Saloon in session from London Village Hall, where he did Coldplay, made a bail. Giles Peterson is on between midnight and 2.
Yeah.
He's live from London Village Hall as well.
He's going to be busy in there, isn't he?
He's going to be busy in there, and he's got the Matthew Herbert big banding session.
You're joking!
In front of an audience of just 50, because normally they don't play to less than 55.
That's right.
And Vicky Marsden between 2 and 4 in morning.
Smashing. Go, go, go.
That's 50 Cent and In the Club. All right, then. Here we go. I'll tell you this now, because I'll forget at the end of the programme. I've been asked to remind you, and glad to do so, that Blur are performing live. We were talking about who's playing live at the London Village Hall at Maida Vale. Blur are playing live there tomorrow on Joe Wiley's programme.
Excellent.
Right, so, you know, I like their new stuff.
Yeah,
I do like their new stuff. That new single is a whopper. All right, then. So Blur live on Joe Wiley between 10 and 1 tomorrow morning. All right, then. Do you want to wrap up the Son of Cheesley?
Yes.
You are third.
Yes.
You are still third.
Yes.
But, you know, it's been one of your better thirds today.
And it might have been an opportunity to play Iggy Pop, 5'1". Has anybody suggested it? What a great song.
Great song, great song. With, lest we forget, because, you know, everybody, no one escapes this. dreadful lyrics.
Yeah.
Isn't it? What does it go? I'm only 5 foot one. I've got a pain in my neck.
From looking up in the city. What the hell? What the heck?
You know?
But it's still a great song.
Still a great song, yeah. We're not saying you can't have great songs with bad lyrics.
No.
We're just saying they are still bad lyrics.
Yep.
Ronnie Corbett, who was, his aunt was very worried about him when he was smaller.
Small.
Right, and so she sent him to... What was it? How was it described, exactly?
Well, he was to do a series of exercise and then to convince himself also by saying, every day in every way, I'm getting taller and taller.
Okay. Moving on up, Primal Scream.
Yeah.
From Nelio Hunts Dalio, a genuine Italian in Belfast, also suggested Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
Hey.
Which is very good. Small Fry. Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
I think Bing Crosby may have done it as well.
Possibly.
From Timbo. Ronnie, Metallica. The Only Way Is Up, Yaz, Let It Grow, Eric Clapton from Patrick Thornton in the Village. He's usually right, must be right. Blink 182, All the Small Things, Martin in Bournemouth. Little by Little, Oasis from Paul Bristow, a student in Loughborough. The Changing Man, Paul Weller.
Yeah.
Dave Hamer in Salford. Keep On Growing, Sheryl Crow from Barney in Heidelberg.
Oh.
And finally from James Renard in Walsall, S Club 7, Reach for the Stars.
Very good.
There you go. So, as I say, one of your better things.
Yep.
Second place is the Muscles, who refuse to get it on, which is threatening the future of the freshwater pearl mussel, right?
Oh,
because the youngest ones are middle-aged and they're just not doing it.
I know. Good suggestion from Mike the meter reader in sunny Somerset. Michelle Marbelle.
Ah.
Michelle, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
The Beatles. Shell Shock, New Order, says Mike Jones in Lowton. Here's a load here from Grumpy Island Idol Rob once again. Come Together, the Beatles. Holding On for Tomorrow, Blur. Midlife Crisis, Faith No More. Very good.
That's very good.
Countdown to Extinction, Megadeth. Mm. No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley. And Never Had No One Ever, The Smiths. Off those guys. So well done. Sea of Sorrow, Alice in Chains from Homer's Double. In the chat room, we've got Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Spread Your Love. And that's been suggested by Ian and Eleanor Distort in Levenjoom. We've got Alone Together by The Strokes from Matthew Watley. Suggested here, Waiting for the Love Boat by The Associates, Dr. Mark and Shaw. Greg the Hooligan in Sunny Southend. Burt Bacharach featuring Elvis Costello. Ooh, What the World Needs Now is Love.
Right.
And finally, Dove's Sea Song and Badly Drawn Boy, Have You Fed the Fish? Paul Soutine, The Tune.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But the winning story is this scenario in a New York nightclub where Fred Durst, right, he of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah.
Went up and asked a young student to dance, Sally Friedman. She agreed, but when she started dancing intimately with him, a bouncer stepped in and said, "Oi, don't touch Fred."
Or
words to that effect. Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst, big bouncer sumo wrestler, who's called John.
That's right,
I believe.
John, Big John. He's Big John.
Big John. Right, okay.
Big John.
It doesn't say he's not, anyway.
No.
Protect Me From What I Want, Placebo, Terry at Worldstream Couriers. Well, I touched myself, the Divinals, you'd have to.
Yeah.
From Simon at Jupiter Design in Nottingham. Stay Away From Me, The Star Spangles,
who we've
been playing recently. This Charming Man, The Smiths, Rach in Blackpool. Oi! By Orbital.
Excellent.
From Jason Tyler in Bradford. Just Like Me, They Long To Be, Close To You.
Oh.
Carpenters, Guy and Seb at Conker Shoes. Stop That Girl, Subway Sect. A great tune from the Ramones, Don't Come Close.
Oh, class.
From Jeff the Gooner in Barnet. I Can't Touch You Anymore, Magnetic Fields.
Mm.
Fundamentally Loathsome by Marlon Manson, it says here.
Nah.
I don't know if that's Marilyn.
Nah.
Lang and Pete Wavy and Fat Knacker. Michael Jackson, Beat It. Ian the Board Worker in Portsmouth. Congratulations, Portsmouth.
Yay,
and
well
Wigan. Just the Way I'm Feeling by Feeder from Kate Coll in the chat room. Blame It on the Boogie, the Jacksons.
Yeah.
From Homer's Double. Wrestling the Bald Headed. Billy Jack from Orange Spaceship.
Fits.
I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred.
Yes.
From Laura. Security, Peter Gabriel from Orange Spaceship. Massive Attack Protection from The Dude. Get Your Hands Off My Man, Junior Vasquez.
Oh, yeah.
From Wayne Rooney's Boots. If I Were With Her Now, Spiritualized from Alfonso Bonzo. And we have got Marilyn Manson, Mr. Superstar. Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone. AC/DC, Touch Too Much.
Very
from Melanie Hunt. Right, Baltimore. All right, then. So there you go. That's some good suggestions. But congratulations to Rob Wood in Walsall, right? Because you've got to remember, there was Fred Durst, and perhaps he wanted to touch it. Perhaps
possibly.
Perhaps he was annoyed that the bouncer,
John.
Big John, stepped in.
Yeah.
See, dancing, look, someone dance with me, touch me. Oh.
Hey, blooming heck.
That's Dave Bowie and the Dave Bowie Band and John, I'm Only Dancing. That was the winning suggestion on today's Son of Cheesley, and it was suggested by Rob Wood in Walsall. DT8 featuring Roxanne Wild and Destination.
Yo, check this out, man.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby.
Live.
Radio 1.
During April, Radio 1 takes Worldwide on tour across the UK.
Worldwide.
So far, we've been to Leeds and Glasgow with live music from LSK, Brain Tax and Joseph Malik. Now, London's Maid of El Studios will be host to the Worldwide Tour finale.
Worldwide, baby!
The Matthew Herbert Big Band are going to be live, with an audience of just 50 people. This one is not to be missed.
Worldwide. For all the details, log on to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Worldwide on Tour with me, Giles Peterson. The finale, tonight from midnight on Radio 1.
You what? Right, OK, stay tuned for Chris Moyles because he's coming up next with his radio show.
Of course he is.
Right, OK.
Look forward to
it. See you tomorrow between 1 and 3. This is Damaged by Plummet, or the other way around.
Whatever.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1, baby.